Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Rachel. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm feeling triumphant. I felt like we've climbed over and jumped it a massive hurdle. I feel like we've achieved what we set out to achieve, Rachel. That's how I'm feeling. How about you? How are you doing?
Oh, well, I failed to not have a breakdown. Well, we broke down the episodes of Star Trek Discovery, so, you know, a little defeated.
Yeah. So, for our patron listeners, this is ahead of time, but for our main feed listeners, this all adds up. We are talking and giving an update about our show and the future of it, considering that we have or will be coming to the end of watching Star Trek Discovery, where it is at. Currently, in this moment in time, there is no future adventures of the Discovery crew. We're waiting for them to release season 4.
We are not going on hiatus while we wait for season 4. No, 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 no.
God.
You don't get rid of us.
No, freeze me until season 4's release. There are people like that, but we are not those people. So the question does fall, what will Yum Yum Pod be after Star Trek Discovery has been discussed? After we have rewatched and revisited and reviewed Star Trek Discovery, where does it go from here?
Ryan, would make sense if we did Picard, right? Because that's the next.
Or Lower Decks. If we want to go do something a bit light and fluffy.
But Picard would make the most sense because it's the live action one and we've referred
And we watched Children of Mars.
Yes, we've referred to our thoughts on Picard in previous episodes of our pod.
Yeah. Yeah, we have.
So, it's Picard, right?
No.
We're doing an episode-by-episode breakdown of Picard because you want me to suffer.
I mean, I would like that, but yeah, maybe. Look, real talk. We're not doing Star Trek Picard or Lower Decks as an episode-by-episode breakdown discussion.
So then what are we doing?
Well, that is a whole thing to open up in its own right. But just to clarify for everyone, when Star Trek Discovery comes back and is finished, we will rewatch it and review it. Star Trek Picard is a show in which, when other seasons of it come out, and if they compel us enough, we will want to do episode-by-episode breakdowns. But similar to Star Trek Discovery's first season, just the first season existing, I don't really think either of us have much to say about it, even less so than Discovery. Discovery had a lot of weird stuff going on in the first season. Star Trek Picard, for us, there's just not a lot of stuff to say about it when you break it down individual episode by episode basis. As a whole season, we have something to say about it, but the idea of revisiting it and rewatching it and going over what happened in episode 7 and what happened in episode 10, it just doesn't seem like it's on the cards for us. And with Lower Decks is just not the type of show that I think that really warrants that deep of a dive. It's a light, fluffy show. It's a comedy. Although it has some merits and some deep stuff within it, I don't think you would be up for that, would you, Rachel?
No.
Going full hard analytical of the themes and basis of every individual episode of Lower Decks?
No.
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 There's stuff to discuss with Lower Decks and stuff to discuss with Picard, but not in the way that we did with Star Trek Discovery. Star Trek Discovery interests us more.
Sustainable.
Yeah, and the realest of things to say is, with Star Trek Picard, we have nothing at this moment in time constructive to say about it in that format. There wasn't something in that show we liked even enough to merit a constructive discussion.
For us, there is no glimmer of hope. There is no could have beens,
yeah,
where Picard stays anything like what it is in the way that it was released that we saw.
Although we have lots of negative things to say about Discovery, we liked Discovery at some point when watching it. Even in season 3, there was an episode or two or stuff in it that I enjoyed or Rachel enjoyed, and that was at least enough to merit wanting to discuss it for a podcast.
There was
but
a
with
potential for a yum yum occasionally.
With Picard, for us, there isn't that. And with Lower Decks, I just don't think it's the type of show that warrants that intensive of a breakdown. So we're not going to be covering those.
What are we doing?
We're not going to rip off our audience, though. We are going to release episodes about those given TV shows.
Ah, that sounds like it would be perfect for our Patreon exclusive show, Our Thoughts On. And, you know, we wouldn't want to deprive our entire audience of it. So what are we going to do?
So our patrons are going to get episodes about Star Trek Picard and Lower Decks. We are going to be discussing them in our Thoughts On basis, which is we sit down and talk about the season as a whole, the show as a whole. Since there is only one season of each, we'll only be discussing the first season.
Mm-hmm.
Give our general thoughts on it, discuss what we do and don't like about it, and we'll be releasing those on our Patreon first, and then they'll be coming out on the main feed. So by the time that this update is out on our main feed, those episodes are already done and uploaded and published on our Patreon. So if you want to jump ahead in the queue and listen to those, you got to head to our Patreon, or you got to wait a couple of weeks for those bad boys to come out. But don't worry, they are going to come out. And again, if these shows in the future evolve to something more, we are willing to come back and do our revisit and rewatches of them the way we did with Discovery. But in this moment in time, they're just not that type of show. But we do want to give our thoughts on them, and we will.
Disgusting thing. Once they get the Borg inside them, there is no coming back, no matter what they think. Defiled is what you are. Damned!
We are doing a lot of talking about what we're not doing.
Well, we do a lot of talking. That's kind of the entire purpose.
Fine. I'll do some visual stuff. There you go.
He actually is.
Yeah.
He's doing a weird version of a TikTok dance.
Only you cool kids can see that dance on the Yum Yum Pod TikTok account. So make sure to check that out too. Should we make a TikTok account? I think we should. In which I lip sync moments from Star Trek Discovery, but I do it with little expression on my face. So you have the really overt emotional moments, and then I just quietly, like, neutral expression the thing. Hi. Rachel's filming me as I'm discussing this. Hi.
You have to do the dance now.
I would wiggle my ass for you, but I don't want to get up.
Patreon exclusive right there.
Patreon exclusive right there. You get to see what I look like. That's what I want. We're doing a lot of talking about what we're not going to be doing and how we are going to be releasing stuff that we're not going to be doing, but we
yes.
are doing.
And then we'll be releasing it where we didn't release it because we feel like we should.
We do this because we really want to honor Star Trek Discovery, which is to be convoluted as fuck.
Bodies adapt. All this dilithium and subspace radiation, his cells acclimatized to it in utero as they divided.
But he was only a child.
Then something must have happened to trigger him.
What are we going to be talking about? What are we going to be investing our time in? What are we going to be rewatching, revisiting, reviewing?
It's a long, long-term commitment. Years will be dedicated to this series.
A show we have a passion for.
Deep passion for. We've hinted that we may do it.
Sometimes we've even directly stated it.
Yeah, it was very, very much our intention that we would do this show.
Yeah.
It's a cult classic.
Okay. Is it a funny show?
No, it has its funny moments, but it mostly leans into the drama and it was very much focused on the interpersonal relationships with a community and how they work together and what secrets do they have and when will their secrets be revealed or exposed and how that evolves and changes.
And there's intrigue.
As the world around them also starts to impact them and their lives.
Yeah. Well, should we play the theme song for this magical show that we're going to invest ourselves in for the next little while?
Oh, it's a banger. Go for it.
Yes, you heard it here. We are doing Desperate Housewives.
Right.
Yes, Desperate Housewives.
Liar.
No,
you
I'm not
lying. That's not what we're doing this time.
But
no, Ryan.
We've
Ryan,
planted this
no,
since the very beginning.
Yes,
we said that would be Desperate Yum Yums or Yum Yum Wives. I've mentioned it. You've mentioned it. Everyone's clamoring for us to talk about Desperate Housewives.
Well, they maybe, but that's not what we're doing, Ryan.
How about this? I'll counter you. You're clearly enraged because you thought we were going to be doing another show and you know that we were going to do Desperate Housewives. I'll convince you that we'll do Desperate Housewives with three words. Brie Vanderkamp. Hmm?
Like, as much as I love Kyle MacLachlan...
I mean, he's not Brie Vanderkamp, but
no.
He is married to her at one point.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that enticing? Huh? Don't you want to see him?
No. I'm just talking about all of the virtues that Desperate Housewife has.
Eva Longoria. Huh? Eva Longoria, doesn't that sound...
No, Ryan.
But what's underneath the pool? That's the season one mystery box.
What?
What's buried underneath the pool in the backyard? Why did
Ryan,
the narrator character
about it.
Shoot
not
herself?
That's what we're doing.
Then what are we doing, Rachel? If we're not going to follow up on the magical music that Danny Elfman just provided, and we're not going to talk about that for 7 years of our lives, then what are we going to discuss?
We are going to discuss something that you've talked about for more than 7 years of your life already.
Okay, fair enough. Let's play the theme song to the actual show that we'll be covering, that I have and you have referenced a whole bunch on our Star Trek Discovery discussions over the last few months. That's right, it's the TNG theme. We're going back to TNG's rough first season in which it's supremely racist and sexist and homophobic in parts. Yes, but it's the best Star Trek. It's when Star Trek wasn't stupid. It's when Star Trek was smart. When Star Trek was super smart. What? You don't want to see Tasha Yar get hit by a slime monster, an oozy, oily man that says many great things, like when they try to negotiate with him, he's just like, I don't like negotiations, I'm evil.
Ryan.
Don't you
want to
watch that? That sounds great.
We believe everything in the universe has a right to exist.
An interesting notion which I do not share. You may leave now, if you wish.
You are lying again.
I am not a liar. We have talked about Star Trek, The Next Generation so many times. People want to know what we think about it.
You know what we're actually doing.
A top 10 hot takes on Star Trek, The Next Generation? That would be pretty fun. Hot take number one. It's not the hottest of takes. It's actually hot take number 10. But Tasha Yar? Never was good. Never could be good. Anytime she appeared again, was never good. Always ruined every episode she appeared in after she had died. Should have stayed dead. Don't like Tasha Yar. Tasha Yar can go to hell.
Oh, get fucked. Get fucked, Tasha Yar. Just fuck off.
Okay, hot take number 9. Look in your face. You're like, oh, I have a number of hot takes. Hot take number 9. Hot take number 9 is definitely that they shouldn't have made Star Trek Picard.
I didn't know Romulans could be so hot.
Enough joking around. We're not doing TNG either. That was a little bit of fun. We should probably do a hot takes list, so that would be pretty fun. But let's play the real theme song.
It was the dawn of the third age of mankind, 10 years after the Earth-Minbari War. The Babylon Project was a dream given form. Its goal, to prevent another war by creating a place where humans and aliens could work out their differences peacefully. It's a port of call. Home away from home for diplomats, hustlers, entrepreneurs, and wanderers. Humans and aliens wrapped in 2,500,000 tons of spinning metal, all alone in the night. It can be a dangerous place, but it's our last best hope for peace. This is the story of the last of the Babylon stations. The year is 2258. The name of the place is Babylon 5.
That's right, Rachel. We're finally doing it. Babylon 5. This is not a joke, people. We have been talking about it so much that it
manifested itself, really.
It was really kind of like a prophecy that we were supposed to do this show at some point, that it was foretold.
Fate interceded.
Yeah, science versus faith interceded to make us want to discuss Babylon 5.
Yes, the minor situational depression that discussing Star Trek Discovery has caused.
I thought you were going to say situational comedy. I'm like, oh, it was a comedy, all right. I had a real good laugh.
At my suffering, and so have lots of other people.
Hands up if you enjoyed Rachel's suffering. Both of mine are up. Woo! Babylon 5 is a show near and dear to our hearts, and we thought we should discuss this in depth, more so episode by episode breakdowns. We will be rewatching Babylon 5, so that will mean spoilers. But Rachel, for the people listening here that have just heard us reference about Babylon 5 a million times but don't get what it is, what is Babylon 5, the television show? How would you best describe the pitch of it?
A new space station has opened up and this situation has occurred where it is organized and run by a council, including a representative of humanity, of Earth, the Earth Alliance, and a number of other alien races.
Yes, this show takes place in the near future, a couple hundred years from now.
Yes. And in this situation, there are lots of political intrigue and interpersonal drama and small moments and big moments, and it's all about what happens on Babylon 5.
Yes, this show is about the space station that was built to try and broker peace in a time in which peace may not be possible. Several alien factions and Earth war is nearly on the brink, but can a space station with good intentions bring about diplomacy in a time in which it may not be possible to do so? Can we find peace and love even when we've ascended to the point of traveling among the stars and meeting several different alien races? Or will the pettiness, will the hatred, will the baggage that we carry from the Earth travel with us into the stars? Babylon 5 delves into that.
Star Trek says that humanity can overcome the failures that we see at the core of ourselves, that we can fix those problems.
And Babylon 5 says, no.
No, we're broken.
Or are we? We can still achieve greatness, but that doesn't mean all of our problems wash away once we go to the stars.
We fuck up.
And they'll come with us.
And we fuck up some more. I'm speaking on behalf of humanity.
So yeah, Babylon 5 is a grand space opera in which we have many large overarching storylines, fully fledged characters with arcs, things tie into things, there's setups and payoffs, there's war, there's love, there's death, there's many things going on. It is a 5-season show with some TV movies and a whole bunch of other stuff and a spin-off TV series called Crusade.
First episode of our new podcast.
Yum Yum 5.
Yum Yum 5.
A dream given form. Yes.
Is going to be season 1, episode 1.
Midnight in the Firing Line? No.
No.
First episode is...
Is that not the pilot?
Okay, so...
I do know.
She knows this, but we're clarifying. In the 1990s, a lot of these sci-fi shows had feature-length pilot episodes for whatever reason. They were just fun to do at the time. And usually they would get broken up into two parts. Babylon 5 has a TV movie called The Gathering. It is a pilot in the greatest way of describing that. There are elements from it that don't necessarily carry over into the finished show, but there are many that do. We will be discussing that first. A lot of people skip over The Gathering because it isn't the greatest entryway point, but it is the start of the saga, and we want to start at the start and work our way through along the journey. We are going to be discussing Babylon 5 in the air date order.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be following along on what IMDb has the episodes listed as well as our DVD copies, because we are going to be watching Babylon 5 via our DVDs, which are presented in a full screen aspect ratio, while Babylon 5 only at the start of 2021 got released
that
on streaming
remaster treatment.
You got a HD remaster. So for people who don't have the DVDs, don't stress. You can view the HD remaster that looks spick and span and crisp and colorful and nice on HBO Max, that streaming service, a few others. It's on iTunes. So don't need to stress about that. But we will be watching our DVD copies because we don't have the HD remaster easily available, and our DVDs still work, and we're happy with the way the show looks. But we will be discussing The Gathering, which, Rachel, what's the plot of that?
Mm-hmm. That was what I was about to ask, if you wanted to see what IMDb offers.
Yep.
The opening of a crucial space station is put in jeopardy when the commanding officer is accused of attempting to murder a diplomat.
He's the one. He tried to kill the ambassador. I saw it. I saw it.
So people, make sure to join us along the journey watching Babylon 5. The Gathering is where we're going to start. We won't get to talk about that for a little while. Like we said, we're going to be releasing our episodes about the other Star Trek shows, Picard, then Lower Decks, and then we'll be on the journey, the 5-season-long journey that is Babylon 5. Oh, I'm so excited, Rachel. I'm so keen. I mean,
Koshbi attempted murdered.
Yep, and as stated, we're going to be rewatching it, so we'll be giving our thoughts on the show from the perspective of people who have watched the show many a times over. But there are many episodes that do stand on their own, and you don't have to necessarily view it from the perspective of someone who knows the rest of the show. There are just some episodes like TKO where you're like, yep,
Ryan,
that's an episode of a television show.
You're not mentioning something.
What?
You acknowledge the 5 seasons. And the TV movies. But what about Crusade?
Oh, if people pay us $100 a month on Patreon, we'll watch Crusade. And maybe we'll chuck in Hypernauts as well while we're there. But
okay,
we're focusing on Babylon 5. That's the tome we'll be pledging ourselves to for the next couple of years.
The Book of Jakar.
The Book of Jaquan. Do not thump it. I've really enjoyed this whole entire journey, though, Rachel. Like, we're moving to a different era and iteration of Yum Yum Pod.
Does that mean there'll be new cover art?
There'll be new cover art, there'll be new music, all of that's exciting, but I just really want to stress that rewatching and discussing Star Trek Discovery has been a really interesting, emotional, enjoyable, and thoughtful experience for me. I walked into it with a blustering confidence that it will be a cakewalk to discuss Discovery, but as people have heard, that hasn't necessarily been the case. The show has tested me, it has drained my patience, it has enriched me, it has thrilled me. It was more of a roller coaster than I expected it to be. I thought I had enough things that I was going to say about it that would just make me breeze through it, but the show, the quality changes, the stuff going on, our guests' opinions on the episode, as well as our listeners out there, have really challenged my own views on the show and being able to discuss it for the pod. So although that is coming to an end for now, again, when Star Trek Discovery does come back and is finished and we will rewatch it, we will discuss it, of course.
We aren't abandoning that as much as I would maybe like to.
Yeah, but I've enjoyed our discussions, but now we'll be moving on to our newly cleaned out space station, Yum Yum 5, which is different. It's a completely different show to Deep Space Yum, okay? Star Trek Deep Space Yum is a completely different show to Yum Yum 5. Again, should we become a Deep Space Nine podcast, Rachel? What do you think? Which order should we go? Should we be Babylon 5, then Deep Space Nine, and then Desperate Housewives, and then the TNG show? Or should we be the TNG show first, then Deep Space Nine, then Desperate Housewives? What do you think?
But then what do we do with those extra Patreon episodes where we talked about the best and worst rated episodes of Deep Space Nine already?
Well, we have to watch the middling episodes only then. A lot of information has been thrown out there, but pretty simple basic breakdown of things. Our thoughts on Picard and Lower Decks will be released on our Patreon first. You can follow our Patreon, Yum Yum Pod, on the Patreon to get those nice and early and to get extra content and support the show.
If you love listening to me suffer, join the Patreon and help us get to that 100 a month goal.
We are on all those social medias, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Reddit. We share the content on there. We give further discussions. We share some memes and all that fun stuff. So if you are not following us on any of those or all of them, make sure to do that. Rachel, do we have an email?
Yes, it is yumyumpod@gmail.com.
So you can email us with your questions, queries, thoughts and concerns and general feelings about the show at that email. All of this will be in the description of this episode, as is the usual case. We're just so excited to be moving to new endeavors. And Rachel, I love you. And
aww.
I don't know which character you would describe as the Narn of Babylon 5? Like, who's the one that would say yum yum? Who would say yum yum to you?
I got confused.
Because there are a race called the Narn in Babylon 5? I know, it's very hard. We're going to have to get over that. Who would you describe as the character in Babylon 5 the most likely to lick their lips, throw their hair back, and say yum yum?
You're forcing me to answer.
I'm twisting your arm. Who is it, Rachel? Who is it?
I'm gonna go with Garibaldi.
Really? Mine's Natoth.